Good morning, church. Let's stand and sing.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. I sang that, even though I think we sang that last week, because Jacob is here and Kara. Well, Kara, thank you for coming. Jacob, yeah. So, and I did ask Jacob if he wanted to lead this Sunday. He said, I'm on vacation. I will not. So.
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King.
Unto the Lamb, unto the King.
Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We sing the song of the redeemed.
Please be seated. So there's an elephant in the room, obviously. We have rearranged the seating. So if you don't like it, I apologize. Get over it, because we're going to be closer together. I think it's really neat, and I can hear you singing a whole lot better when y'all are closer. So keep those voices singing very loudly. If y'all don't mind going to God in prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Lord, thank you for giving us this time to be close with you. Thank you for giving this time to be intimate with you, to enter in your spirit, Lord. Give us that peace that only you can bring. Give us that curiosity and give us that wonder that you bring, so that we can ask questions about your spirit and about your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Let the lips that are moving today, singing songs to you, giving praise to you, be worthy of you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, this next song we've not sung in a while, so let's do it.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted high above all gods. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord.
Fantastic job. Please stand for these next two songs.
Hear the holy roar of God resound.
Hear the holy roar of God resound.
Watch the waters part before us now.
Watch the waters part before us now.
Come and see what he has done for us. Tell the world of his great love. Our God is a God who saves. Our God is a God who saves. Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. His enemies will run for shore.
His enemies will run for shore.
The church will stand, she will endure.
The church will stand, she will endure.
He holds the keys of life, our Lord. Death has no sting, no final word. Our God is a God who saves. Our God is a God who saves. Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Our God is a God who saves. 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 Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Let God arise.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. beautiful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Please be seated.
I'm not going to attempt to walk up there. So this morning, I want to put that down. There you go. This morning, I want to look at Ephesians 2, verses 8. And it reads, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I often focus on God's grace because, as it reads, there's nothing that we have done that saves us. So we focus on that grace because it is His sacrifice. It is the blood that He shed. It's the body that was pierced on the cross. It's Him giving us freely eternal life. And it's through faith that we accept that. But if there is nothing that we can do that saves us, then why do we do good works? And I think that's the question that all people ask is, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And we overlook such a simple passage here, and we overlook God's word so many times, I think the world does. But He says it very simply and plainly. He says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And as the world out there looks for purpose, God has already given it to us. He's saved us. He's given us the reason to live, the purpose in our life. He created us in His image to do good works. Please bow with me. Lord, as we remember Your sacrifice, we remember the reason we are here. We remember that it is nothing that we have done, Lord, but that You created us with a purpose, Lord. You created us to do good works, that if we accept the grace that You've given us through faith, then we are saved. Again, not by anything we have done, Lord, but it is by Your tremendous sacrifice, Lord. And as we partake in the drink that represents, or the cup that represents Your blood, we remember the blood that was spilt on the cross, Lord, for our sins. Amen. Now, is there anyone that does need a cup? Just making sure before I continue. Okay. The next passage here is 2 Peter 1, verses 3. And it reads, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please bow with me. Lord, as we partake in the bread that represents Your body, we remember Your sacrifice. We remember that it's not by anything we do, Lord, but we do good works because you have saved us, Lord. And as we just read, Lord, we look at the things that we're doing in our daily lives, Lord, what we are producing, the fruit of our faith, Lord, that we pray that we can continue to glorify your name, not because it is what saves us, Lord, but it's because we are saved by your grace. And as we partake in this bread that represents your body, we pray that we remember that incredible sacrifice. We remember what we were created for here, that you had a perfect plan predestined for us to be here on this earth. You've given us a purpose. You've given us a reason. You've given us your grace. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. And now we pray for the offering. I always say it's not mandatory that we give, but we give out of the kindness of our hearts. We give freely, knowing that our Lord has given us everything. And so we give so that we can continue to do the good works that we are called to do, especially within Kanawha City Church of Christ, within our community, even in other nations. As Carson just came back from another country. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, again, we thank you. Our thanks could never be enough for the sacrifice that you've given us. But we pray that we can give a little bit of ourselves, that we can give back to you, Lord. Whatever that looks like, Lord, whether in word or deed or financially, Lord, we pray that we can continue to glorify your name, that we can continue to give to you because you have given us so much. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
All right, kiddos, it's that time. Age 2 to 2nd grade. There she goes. All right, we're going to sing one song before the sermon. And if y'all haven't noticed, Steve and Leslie are not here today. So we have a video of someone that I grew up with seeing give sermons, preaching. He's going to be preaching for us today through video. All right, let's stand and sing this one song.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Please be seated. All right, we're going to be standing here, and this is our invitation song. So if you need a prayer, if you need someone to hug you, y'all can step forward. And actually, if you don't feel comfortable with that, we're going to have someone in room 17 after the service, after the prayer as well. So if y'all don't mind standing and singing. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne. And unto the Lamb be praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Be to our God forever and ever.
Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Be to our God forever and ever.
Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever.
A couple quick announcements before our closing prayer. One is next Sunday after service we'll have a dinner and also a Easter egg hunt for the kids. So make plans for that to be here. And if you want to help kind of get ready for that, I think we're going to work on that some Wednesday evening. So I think we'll be here around 6 or 6:30 to do that. Also want to update folks, and I want to thank everyone who's participated in serving on the committee and searching for a second minister, an associate minister. We actually, the elders sent an offer letter to Marcus Stinson on Friday, and so we're waiting to hear back from him, and we're praying that as he weighs that offer against another opportunity in Texas, that he's put in a position to serve God, and that we'll all be blessed no matter what decision he makes. But continue to pray for him and for that. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful that you love us and that you care for us and that you do provide us strength. And not only do you do so, but you do so eagerly and willingly. And Father, in a world that drains us, and there are so many of our family that are sick, there are so many in our family that are traveling and have struggles and pain, help us to always remember that you want to strengthen us. And we pray that we will seek strength from you, and that by doing so, we will be able to serve those around us that need it. Help us to be mindful of John Schumann and his health issues that have continued. Help us to love and support him. We want to pray for Chuck and Shirley Denham. Help us to love them. Help us to help strengthen them. Work through us to strengthen them. Father, we just pray that there are many, many among us that are dealing with challenges. Help us to look to you and to love each other. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.